Excellent. So this is one tool I know and have used many times, so it's nice to see GIMP here. So I think we're a minute late, so let's start.
Okay. Well, we don't have much time, so let's jump right into it. Where's GIMP going after the 3.2 release? Before I mentioned all of that, let's do a quick look behind. The last year has been very eventful. It's the biggest milestone, of course, is after 7 years of development, finally releasing the most awaited 3.0 release. It has many, many features I will not cover today. I very much recommend watching the keynote that the GIMP maintainer has given last year. But in total, summing up quickly, we've published 10 separate releases. First two were about the 3.0 release. The next four were about our micro releases for the now new stable release of 3.0. And four are the new our releases in the new unstable branch, the 3.1, last of which is the second release candidate, which should mean that the 3.2 release is coming fairly soon. The team has also attended two events. First one is the Libro Graphics Meeting 2025, which is more of a developer conference. And then we also participated in Wilbur Week, which is more of a team meeting and a hackathon, more in a personal setting. What's coming in the upcoming 3.2 release? There's way too much for me to cover here today, so I'll focus only on three items. The first one are just the small UX and UI changes that in most cases you will not notice because they're quite small, but they are the small fixes working towards making the whole UX experience much better. A lot of these changes have come from the work done in our new GIMP UX issue tracker, and I very much recommend if you want to participate in the discussions there, you are always most welcome. The two features I want to mention are two new types of layers. The first type are link layers. Now it's possible in